doing, Alex Cox?
Oh, boy. Kathy Campbell, I would like to create a segment called Alex's Apology Alcove, because as you've come to realize, I'm often late to things, which it is the like exact opposite of how I was in high school. Like I always feel absolutely horrific when I'm late for something, because I really respect people's time and attention and energy. But when you don't work for yourself, there's often things that happen.
Right.
However, this morning, nope, this is all my fault. I have no excuses. No, nothing. I definitely underestimated how stressful preparing for a trip I'm going on would be, because I'm going overseas, which I've done a bunch of times, but this is the first time I'm going with my spouse, and for some reason, like, all of the anxiety just hit me like a brick.
Right.
And suddenly I had the compulsion to repack and check everything, which I'm a really methodical, I'm going to use the word minimalist packer. But in this case, I have a gigantic suitcase. I'm using a bigger backpack. It's against all of my instincts. And yeah. And then on top of that, and I was like, can we just push it a half hour? I'm sorry. After that, I was like, okay, cool. I get into my very large lift, and because I have my very large suitcase, and the guy is like, oh, so when are you, where are you going? And I'm like, oh, London. And he's like, oh, cool. Are you going to the airport? No, I'm not actually. Just to my office. The address should be in there. Oh, yep. And then he's like, but you should be going to the airport.
Oh,
and I'm
gosh.
Like, no. And this was not like an English as a second language situation. This was a white ding-a-ling man who his car smelled quite a bit like weed. And I enjoy that smell when it's not in a moving vehicle.
Like,
yeah. And also there was a toilet in the trunk, and that was primarily why I wanted a big lift for my big suitcase. And these all sound like white wines, but I'm now at the point where I'm like, okay, do I give this person 4 stars because they're just bad and they already have a low rating, so this will probably turn off their account? Or I don't know.
So he has a low rating, which means this is not the first time someone's done something like this, like that something like mm-hmm. this has happened. Like, for the most part, especially yeah. most of society realizes mm-hmm. that in that type of situation, like in Lyft and whatnot, if you don't get 5 stars or 4 stars or whatever the highest number of stars is, you can get fired mm-hmm. for if you get below the certain. It's very much that Black Mirror episode. But in this situation, many of them have happened. Like he's failed at his basic purpose.
Just too many toilets.
Too many toilets. The assumption of, hey, I'm going to take you to the airport, even though that's not where you told me to go. Like, oh, I know better. You need to go to the airport. Like, no, that's not how that works. That, yeah, that's
and
not cool.
But my favorite thing was at the very end of the ride, he said, okay, so do you want me to come and pick you up to take you to the airport tonight? And I'm like, what is happening? How does
what?
This even, are you going to just like hang out here? It's almost 3 p.m. my time. And I'm leaving at about 8 o'clock, and I also I don't know why I shared this information with this man. Normally I lie. Like,
right.
I have this like deep compulsion to lie, in like Lyfts and Ubers. And for a while I thought, you know, I'm just becoming a sociopath, which, you know, with my somewhat robotic personality sometimes, you'd think that it wouldn't be far off. But I was like, oh, no, this is just my inner, like, internalized fear of men because the patriarchy and I'm a woman. So, woo!
Right.
Morning.
Yeah, that sounds well. It totally worked out completely fine. I just joined the gym and I had like my free gym assessment with the trainer and whatnot. And so I got mm-hmm. home about an hour before we were going to record. And so I showered and I pumped and I did all of this stuff. And then you messaged me and I was actually very excited because that meant that I could both make and eat lunch, which was very exciting.
Oh,
so thank you for pushing that back.
I'm going to start to be sad when you don't say, oh, and then I pumped, because it's just fun.
Well, hoping for about a year. So it'll be a constant occurrence for a while.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really cool. Our bodies are crazy.
Aren't they
awesome.
Amazing? And then
like in modern day, it's very inconvenient, but that's very cool.
Yeah. If I lived in, you know, the Middle Ages or something, I would totally be a wet nurse because I just produce all of the milk.
So true.
All of the milk.
I'm curious about your travel habits because you also travel a lot, or at least I have that perception, because most of the time we're hanging out is
right it's because we've traveled. Yeah. I love traveling. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy it because of the whole family situation. So we don't really travel for mm-hmm. fun a whole lot. So pretty much the only time I get to travel is when I'm traveling for a work reason. And then I like to throw in fun on either side if I can. So like when we first met was at UL in 2016 in Ireland.
Oh, wow.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But I had 3 days in, 2 days in Dublin before and about a day and a half in Dublin after, and then a whole week in London. And so I like traveling. And so I do it as often as I can, and I have my magic lists of stuff that I have to pack, and I am very obsessive with making sure that I'm early at the airport, which is great mm-hmm. when I'm leaving, because the Portland airport is amazing. Like, it's seriously probably one of the best. Well, it comes in as one of the top airports in all of those award thingies. All the time, but it's so great. And so sometimes I will show up at the airport several hours early. I'm talking like 4 to 6 hours early, if that means I get
Whoa.
A ride. And then I'll just work out of one of the amazing restaurants, and I'll have a really lazy dinner and a couple of drinks and just like do my thing. And so I don't have a high level of anxiety on most things for the traveling, except for making sure that I'm at the airport. Like, that's the one thing that I get really like, I need to be there with plenty of time. And yeah, so that when I travel with other people, they kind of look at me weird, but I'm okay with this.
I mean, I guess I'm the same way. I'm only going to be at the airport 3 hours early. And normally I like to be 3 hours early for domestic flights, 4 hours for international flights.
Right.
And I don't understand why people think that's so weird. I don't know. It's probably because we traveled a lot, not a lot, but well, we traveled to Florida a lot as my family would as kids. And I guess just by necessity, my parents always built in a ton of leeway
right.
because who knows? And we never really did run into an emergency.
But you I'm never like, know.
Exactly. You don't know.
My mom was always very obsessive with being early for everything, to the point where when we would go watch a movie at the movie theater, we would show up usually about half an hour, 45 minutes early. And this was before the time that they had all of like the preview, like television show type stuff that they have now. Like, we would just go to the theater and we would just sit and we would bring a book or like play games. And yeah, And it's still a habit that I have to consciously not do. That it's okay. The time that the movie starts is the time that the credits start. And then there's about half an hour before that or after that. So like, I'm okay if I am only there half an hour early. Like, it's not the end of the world, which is mentally very messed up.
Well, I agree that the movie starts when the trailers start. However, with the thing that I like to do, known as full media blackout, trademark Todd Fazeri 2012. I'm not sure when my friend Todd came up with that, but the idea that you don't want any spoilers, any sort of information about a film beforehand. I like every... what I guess would be considered Star Wars season, I just don't go and watch the trailers.
Yeah.
I wait. Yeah. A totally normal thing to do. Mm-hmm. It's fine. Yeah. I'm sure. It's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah. I'm not, or I sit down and plug my ears and close my eyes and I'm like, okay, just tap me when it's done. Again, totally normal, totally fine. The one person actually one time asked me, like tapped me and was like, are you okay? And then I saw a scene from Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, and I was not pleased.
No.
But I guess that was just a nice person.
Oh, they were checking
reality.
On you.
Yeah. I mean, well, because like I wince and like kind of like squinch up to make sure that like nothing seeps in. Like, I don't want to see any of Kylo Ren until until the last possible moment. But oh yeah.
I'm okay with spoilers. I enjoy them.
Well, that's because you are a healthy human. and you have healthy media habits.
I'll take it.
I mean, for example, there's a show that I like quite a bit called Westworld, and it involves robots quite a bit.
Shocking.
And I knew that I wasn't going to be able to watch it every week, like at the time it aired, because it's an HBO show. So I went crazy on like muting everything on Twitter and on Google, like safe search, all of the actors' names, all the characters' names, the episode titles. Unfortunately, like I realized that some of the episode titles could give plot points away, but I did it anyway.
Yeah.
Because, and so now I've downloaded it all and I'm ready to just like one day just watch like 16 hours of beautiful robot murder television.
That's amazing.
Excited.
Well, and hey, lucky you, you're going to be on an airplane for not quite that amount of time, but a good chunk of it.
Oh, fuck. That would have been a good idea. Well,
oh, Alex.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I like books a lot. That's one thing that's changed drastically in my travel habits is having just one device to read books on instead of packing like six books
yes.
in my backpack, which is what I used to do when I was younger.
Yeah, no, totally. Speaking of that London and Ireland trip that I met you on, my brother traveled with me and he packed six books and bought two more. And that was the trip that finally convinced him to purchase a Kindle. Because I was like, no, look, dude.
Oh,
you
I
don't
thought this was going
to
be.
This. Yeah.
I pictured this conversation happening in like 1999.
Oh, no.
Never mind.
No, this was, you know, less than 2 years ago. Yeah. Yeah. Because that he was holding out so hard. He did not want to buy a Kindle. Loved the smell of the books, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, I get it. I'm not saying you need to stop purchasing mm-hmm, real mm-hmm. books. Like, obviously, there's nothing wrong with that. You can own them in multiple, mm-hmm. like, forms. But the fact that I have my little like, I have all of my books in this for the flight and the travel and whatnot. And I don't have to have physical books that I have that take up space. Like, yeah, it was,
it's magical.
Come to Jesus meeting was that discussion on that trip. And now he has a Kindle. And so when we go to Disney World this fall, he will have his Kindle.
My first e-reader was one of those like terrible, terrible Sony ones that only, this was pre-Kindle. And it only took EPUB files. And basically I just pirated as many books as possible.
Like you do.
Most people were pirating music. I was like, I just want Harry Potter on an e-reader. But now that, yeah, like my favorite social network is, I realized, I thought it was Instagram, but actually it's Goodreads. It's a quality place to be.
I love that. That's so great. So I have a Goodreads. I don't really use it. I always forget about it because a lot of the books that I read are like throwaway. I would be kind of embarrassed with people to follow along with the books that I'm reading because it's a lot of like paranormal romance and young adult fiction. And yeah, it's, but you know what, when I am late, because I always read for at least half an hour before bed before I fall asleep. And what I want is escapism. I want to just read a book where everything's going to end up okay in the end. I don't have to think too hard, which is why I always forget the names of the books and the authors and whatnot. But I have a Kindle Unlimited subscription, so it's really easy to just get a new book. And if I don't like it, I can return it, and it doesn't cost me anything. I just pay a monthly fee, and I can read however many books I want. And it's really an amazing, it's probably my favorite subscription above even Netflix and Hulu, which is saying a lot.
I've never done this and now I need to.
Yes.
Like I assumed that Kindle Unlimited was mostly like smut and self-published ebooks, but now I'm like, wait, no. I think I want that. I want the best.
Well, yes, there is a lot of smut and self-published ebooks in it. But I mean, I read The Handmaid's Tale and Harry Potter through that. There's a lot of really good literature, too. So like if you're not too selective of, oh, I only want to read this book. But it's in all the genres and all of them and tons of books, like all. Just search it and just to see if it's on Kindle Unlimited. And
I'm so excited.
Yeah. You should do that quick before you get on your plane.
Yeah, this is going to be easier to do than an entire season of Westworld.
Yes.
As the man with the minivan toilet waits outside.
Let me take you to the airport.
Trying to pick me up.
Yeah, that's, gosh, that's so weird. So weird.
Oh boy. Okay. Wait. I know that you said that you are bad at remembering like the author's names and stuff. But what do you think is the most embarrassing book on your Kindle right now, or that you've read recently?
There was a series. I can't remember the name. I can't remember. But it was basically the dirtiest, filthiest smut book ever, and it was hilarious and very enjoyable.
There's one of my favorite, okay, well, I can't find it now, but it's definitely somewhere, like I think this is a part of Kindle Unlimited, but there are two books that stand out in my library that are of perhaps questionable taste. One is a short smut book about the ghost of Steve Jobs and,
oh my gosh,
him. Oh, it's bad. And he comes to life from this woman's Apple Watch, and they have iOS ghost sex, and it's great. He doesn't understand operating systems, which is totally fine. But it's like when I watch a movie and I'm like, that's not real editing software. What is happening? The camera's not even turned on. The other one, which is a fairly popular book, it's called Pokebutt Go, founded by a mall, which is by...
Oh my goodness, those were amazing.
Oh boy. And it's by Chuck Tingle.
Oh, this, Chuck like, mysterious, Tingle. Yes. You know? Oh, I know, yes, Chuck Tingle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We all know and don't know Chuck Tingle.
Yes. And I am delighted with his entire like personality, like his internet world. That like mm-hmm. yeah, I can't even think of the word that I'm like trying to find, but he just owns the stuff, and that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. He has a new podcast which I haven't listened to yet, or new-ish. I guess I don't even know how to explain Chuck Tingle to people, except that he is like an anonymous writer who writes smut novels such as Helicopter Man, Space Raptor, Butt Trilogy.
Yeah.
But again,
it's basically, okay, I think he takes like the mindset of what you imagine smut to be if you have never read it before and if you're not a girl.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. One that I just found, which I think I might need to purchase, is Gay T-Rex Law Firm Executive Bone.
Okay, so I have to tell you this because, so I'm in a Facebook group with a bunch of my friends to share delightful, terrible things that we discover in the smut world.
That's beautiful.
And the cover of that book is the Facebook group cover.
Oh my gosh, what a beautiful community.
Right?
Also, what a beautiful man / raptor.
who knows what he is, but that's totally fine.
There's, I just realized there's one, I'm looking at my Kindle history, and there is one more book that I forgot I had, and I haven't read, I actually haven't even read the Pokebutt, or Pounded in the Butt Pokemon Go, which I think I need to. This is... I also, man, Chuck Tingle needs to be its own conversation because I have so many theories and I don't think it's just one person. And I think I know who it is, but I'm afraid to ask this person.
Because you almost don't want to know.
It eats at me like every day. I know. It's like, it's kind of like the Macalope. Do you remember that person? And then it was this like anonymous person who wrote just snarky Apple coverage. And it was very funny. And someone was like, do you want to know? And when someone offers up that information, of course you have to say yes.
Right.
And then I wasn't disappointed, but it was exactly what I thought. And I wanted almost to be surprised and be like, no, what?
But you're like, no, it's exactly who you're expecting.
Yep, yep. But there's one more called The Virgin Bride Said Wow. And the reason I bought this was because I was actually at a book signing for Maureen Johnson. If you're going to talk about young adult fiction, I will too, because I grew out of being a young adult and I still have some of my favorite writers write young adult fiction.
Right.
So I was at a Maureen Johnson talk or signing or something. And she had brought along one of her friends who, oh, I feel really bad, but I don't remember the title of the book that she was promoting. And she was like, yeah, I actually used to ghostwrite like smutty erotica novels. And I still actually, like, that's the biggest commissions I still get.
Oh, yeah.
So if you guys want to support me, buy my book or buy this. And it was like $2. And that is also on my Kindle. Oh,
that's
the artwork
amazing.
Is beautiful. Whew.
Yeah, there's something to be said about this just lighthearted, really easy reads. Like, there's nothing wrong with reading books for fun, because yes, I do my, like, I'll read very important business books and marketing and blah blah blah, all of that jazz, mm-hmm. Of which there are a lot on Kindle Unlimited too, by the way. But when I'm winding down after a day of whatever happened that day, I don't want to be working. And because I work for myself, mm-hmm. that time that I'm reading business books and stuff is technically working. And I don't want to be working at 8 o'clock at night. I just don't.
I don't want to say that I don't want to be working. No comment.
Yeah.
but I just, in my adult life, it's kind of become this thing where I more and more read nonfiction books, mostly because I feel like it's an obligation to, like, women who write the, like, I feel like I need to educate myself, and I kind of have lost the thread of just, like, short silliness, because even when, like, for example, John Green's book, like, everybody loves a good John Green book, but it's not exactly like a fun light read. It's a fun read, not like but you know, usually it's also emotionally devastating,
right?
So I don't know, that's why I'm looking, I'm going to go on Kindle Unlimited, and I would love if we put in the show notes some, like, light silly books that you recommend.
Yes.
Not necessarily ones that are very smutty, because
we need
I'm scared of
range.
Those. I mean, the whole Catholic repression of sexuality, another conversation.
Right. That's for the future.
Chuck Tingle, the Catholic butt pound awakening. I don't know.
I love it. I love it. But yeah, I end up reading a lot when I travel too. Like, I'll always, because of course you have to prep multiple streams of entertainment, because heaven forbid you get bored on a plane. And I feel like this was something that CGP Grey talked about, maybe on Cortex, about how, like, he has multiple things. And, like, everything has mm-hmm. to be charged, and you have to be maxed out with your entertainment options. And then it always ends up being, like, one
yes.
thing. And I always end up just reading.
Mm-hmm.
It really doesn't matter how long the flight is, what the trip, like, any of that. I always end up reading. And yet I will have multiple movies and TV shows on my iPad. I will have, like, a queue of podcasts, a bajillion it doesn't matter. Nope, I'm reading. And I have, unless I'm sleeping, because I am able to sleep on planes. But I will be either reading or sleeping.
I always do the exact same thing, except instead of reading, replace that with working. You know, normally I liked my pathetic laughter of, like, oh no, I know that I'm about to work for 8 hours after. Especially when, like, this is so sad, but the Wi-Fi on planes are essentially, like, 50-50, really. Like, like, after you've paid the, like, $800,000 to have in-flight Wi-Fi, it goes out a half hour later.
Right.
And I was so, oh God, this is so bad. But I went out and bought a standalone T-Mobile plan that is, like, goes on top of the whatever it is, like Air Go Go service,
yeah.
or whatever. So now, like, I always have Wi-Fi.
Wow.
And it's, yeah. But you know what? It probably won't work on this international flight. So maybe I will get to watch some robot murder.
There you go.
It could be good. And I will have my partner to be my pillow/ drool collector, because I'm a drooler on planes, which is why I don't like to sleep.
That makes sense. Yeah. Because you don't want to be that person. Yeah.
Exactly.
I tend to. So I always have my neck pillow and my sleep mask and headphones. And I usually end up So I like to be on the window. And so I lean on the window because I very rarely travel with anybody else. So I have to be self-reliant mm-hmm. on my own pillowing skills. And so I use the window.
I'm normally an aisle person because, this is selfish. But if there is a dangerous situation, I want to get the fuck off that plane immediately. We didn't go into my plane anxiety, but there's a lot of it.
Well, and so that's yeah. so funny because that's never a thought in my mind. But by golly, my comfort for those multiple hours, I will buy. Yes. Plus, I don't like mm-hmm. the plain bathroom, so I don't go unless I absolutely have to, which was really fun when I traveled to Chicago earlier this year or last year. When did I see you last? Whenever yeah. that was. Yeah, being pregnant.
I think
was
it was
really fun.
March or something. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. My mom traveled pregnant a lot because she was pregnant a lot. And she got real good at holding her bladder. It was shocking. I'm like, I don't really want to think about it, but my mom must have had awesome kegels. And, you know, good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Like I said before, I am usually a solo traveler. Even if it's like a large a work thing and we're all on the same flight, I never want to sit by anybody. I'm like, nope, this is my time. And often we're like texting or like emailing from across the plane.
Oh, that's so funny.
But I remember one time, I think it was Jen Bain, who's amazing. And she has a wonderful show called Friendshipping with Trin
yes.
Garitano. And you should check it out.
Love
and one time, like we just happened to run into each other at the airport. And I was in a corner eating McDonald's fries and she came up and was like, hey, and I'm like, I need you to just go away while I finish these and then we can have a conversation. And she's like, yep, got it. And it was, I don't know. I really like that I'm surrounded by people who know that about me.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, that was also before a plane ride to Australia. So I was not fucking around.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. You're just like, nope, go away. I love when it's when you find people at the airport. Like a couple times I was heading somewhere and I'd be scrolling through Instagram or Facebook or whatever and I'd see someone at the airport and I'd be like and I'd message them and be like, "Hey, I'm in wherever." And then we'd go and like high five and talk for a little bit and then go back to our respective things, of course, after we take a selfie. But you got to acknowledge the fact that we live in the world where other people are. And if you happen to be there at the same time, woo, funny.
Mm. Yeah. Friendship for something.
Yeah.